Hello, 1-2. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
It's Phil, and I haven't yet started rolling the video yet because I've got some shit I got to do, bro. All right, is this it? Hello, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Hey, welcome to our pre-show here. I think I found a setting on the, I got to take the diaper off of the phone because this fucking diaper, I had a diaper on the phone. Was not making it, Jack. The diaper was made out of a surgical mask, one of those COVID masks. And, man, I don't know, man. Man, I just don't think, I don't think it's happening, man. No, I'm telling you, man. Get this fucking, tear it if you, just break his arm if you have to. That, those of you who have to be a member of my generation to remember the night that Robert Kennedy was shot, there was a recording, very distinct recording of an AP reporter. I don't know who it was. Rafer Johnson got a hold of Sirhan Sirhan. Rafer Johnson was with Bobby Kennedy and got a hold of his hand or his arm. And a AP reporter, I don't know who, I don't know what news agency, but said, get the gun, it's in his arm, break his arm if you have to, but get that gun. That was the thing, so. Anyway.
Don Berman, Phil, thank you. Well, Phil, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Phil, thank you very much. I don't know what this sounds like. I have no idea. I have no earthly idea what this sounds like. Don Berman, Channel 19 News. I have no earthly idea what this sounds like. Thank you, Phil. I don't have any real... I have no... Well, Phil, thank you very much. I don't have any idea what this sounds like.
I think you sound good, Don.
Yeah, sure.
Don, would I lie to you?
Don't tempt... Do you want me to really answer that?
Mr. Berman, I'm doing the very best I can with what I got.
Yeah. You know, Phil,
Wait, hold on for a minute, Don. Before we get our feelings hurt, I said that you would be interviewed on the Phil Henry Show as part of my roundtable, and why is my level so fucking low?
My level is just fine. What do you mean your level's low?
Yeah, my level is really fucking low. Why? Why is my fucking level so goddamn... Testing 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Well, first of all, Don, let me say that... let me just say this, okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Phil. I'm giving you every opportunity to, you know...
Every opportunity to what?
To say what you... Oh, God. To say what you want to say.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie, say what you want to say.
That's all I'm trying to say, is you say what you want to say.
Okay, Don, I said that you would be on the Phil Henry one-on-one series.
Yes, I was anticipating being interviewed by you, okay?
But here's the thing, Don.
By you on the Phil Henry one-on-one series, and I have Mr. Dickman.
That's correct. You do have me.
Excuse me, is your name Phil Henry?
Yeah, but I have a right to say something here, Mr. Henry, if I could. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm talking to you.
help me.
I'm talking to you.
Ah. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have Don Berman on the phone. Don Berman, the longtime anchor of Channel 19 News. Don has recently published a book called The Berman Beat, 30 Years in L.A. Television.
What the fuck is so funny?
Hey, Don, I don't have to interview you at all, okay?
Yeah, okay, Phil. Hey, Don, I don't have to interview you at all, okay? I can hear the laughter in your voice. I can hear the ridicule in your life.
Testing. I think I found an EQ setting for the phone. Probably not. It probably will sound like caca. Fuck me. Fuck.
Well, what is your point? 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. 1-2. You've compressed the shit right out of my voice, which I find to be highly offensive.
I'm Don. I'm trying to find a good... All right, let's turn this down. Where are you? Why do you hide? Yeah. 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 Should Don be in the bathtub? I mean, come on. It's been a bitch of a day. Thank you very much. I am taking a tub. Makes me laugh. No, I'm not in a bathtub. I got myself dressed. That's a good one. I like that one. Don Berman joins us. And,
Phil, if you don't mind, when I get home, I would like to, I'm going to get into a bathtub because it's been a bitch of a day.
Really?
Yes, it has. It's been every interview that I had scheduled, some of them didn't happen. But the Berman beat, 30 years, the Berman beat, 40 years in Los Angeles television, is my, if you will, sketch. It's my landscape drawing of what my life has been.
Uh-huh.
Who was that?
It's Dickman.
It's Dickman. It's Dickman.
Hey.
Phil, if I have to do...
All right, Don, hold on for a minute, okay? Now, Bud is filling in for me.
What do you mean he's filling in for you? My understanding...
Look at Don.
Wait a minute, for crying out. I was told that I'd be interviewed by Phil Hendry on the one-on-one series. You understand what I'm saying?
That is really...
You understand what I'm saying? Testing, test. You understand what I'm saying, right? When I say that I was going to be... I was told I'd be interviewed on the Phil Hendry show. I was told I'd be interviewed on the Phil Hendry show.
God, that goddamn level, man.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. I was told I'd be interviewed on the Phil Hendry show. That was my understanding. And so I've sallied forth with that understanding. Do you understand?
Finally!
All right. Turn that shit off. What? Oh, okay, good. I'm sitting here going, I can hear the EQ. Turn that down now, but I got to have it up to there, yeah. All right. Hi, guys. Welcome. Pre-show. My idea is that we're going to interview Don Berman on the release of his new book, The Berman Beat, 30 Years in L.A. Television. And it's just going to... And then the idea was that Bud would be interviewing him. Like, and Bud would interview him, and the joke... Yeah,
it's called The Berman Beat. Don't you think that that's a name...
Don't I think that that's a name? What?
No, just my feeling is the name is...
The name's what?
Given the possible double entendre of beat.
No, I don't think... You know, but I mean, how long can you keep that joke going? Forever, basically. Oh, fuck. What a week. What a fucking week. And it hasn't... When I say week, it started last Monday... I flew out of here, went to LA, went to Miami, covering Jackie only had jury duty for one day. Well, you heard the story. And then the rest of the week, we were with Kirby, and Kirby is, anyway, then I, that's all I could do, because it was a very quick trip. Came home Monday, early, took an early flight, and I got to tell you something, Jackie, honey, thank you for getting out of bed and taking my stupid ass to the airport to get me on a plane at 6 a.m. I'll never do that again to you. That girl, she got right out of bed. She got me in the fucking car and took me to the goddamn Fort Lauderdale airport. What the hell was I thinking? I think it's because I made the arrangement so quickly and JetBlue was cut back on its service. Maybe I ought to start the show, you know? That's what I ought to do. Just start the goddamn show. Woo! I don't want to start the fucking show just yet. Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website in your world-famous house. That's right. Phil Hendry here for the Backstage Pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. That is the subscription to our website. I guess everyone pretty much knows it by heart by now, Phil.
Yeah, you're going to have to change it up, Phil. How about something like,
now, I can't promise people superhuman stuff, you know, can I, Bud?
Yeah, you could, I mean.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry for the Backstage Pass, which is the subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. What if I told you that by subscribing to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, you'd get X-ray vision? Hi, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass, the subscription to our website. What if I were to tell you that by subscribing to my website, you would attain, take it again.